my Storm. That's not even GLaDOS this time.
No, no, Storm, you leave my core alone.
Oh, happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Oh.
Leroy Jenkins.
I caught y'all slipping that time.
I'm not sleeping. I'm just yawning.
Sure, you call it what you like. I can't help it. You were sleeping and slipping.
Oh, yes, yes. I wish I were sleeping. Girl, didn't I want to get up this morning?
You and me both. So, I don't know what Ginger was doing up last night. Her and those gamer-focused boys were doing something. I don't
know. Talking about.
But I was up looking for. I was up honing my skills, learning how to make couture.
Oh, really?
Yes, she wasn't listening to people. I was talking to her. I go for you. Yeah, you right there. See what I go.
Hold on.
Ginger, are you dying? What happened?
No. There we go. Sorry, Blog Talk was acting like we weren't on air. I was gonna say, what's going on?
Really?
Yeah, it was being weird. It's okay now.
Oh, BT. Well, you know, again, I have a massive storm rolling into my area. Good morning, Joe, by the way. I see you there. So if I'm suddenly gone, if we're gone, I'm probably not coming back. So enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. It ain't that I don't want to talk to you. I just can't. All right. I'm kind of nervous. I'm kind of jittery. My windows are behind me, and I have this.
Yeah, I can imagine, especially though with the threat of tornadoes.
Yes.
It's going to sneak up behind you. It's going to tap on your windows.
Well, the only saving grace is this is an old house, so we left some of the burglar bars on just for that reason. They're not there because it does protect from things flying through the window, ironically enough.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, you do live in hurricane territory. So.
I do. So when they came to put in a security system, they were like, oh, we can take these bars down for you. Some of them are down, but we were like, okay, all these ones along this side of the house, the outer perimeter, you know, those need to stay up. And they were like, but the security system, no, this is not about security system. This is about keeping couches from flying through the windows. When the hurricane comes, you need all the help you can get. I know this is like a completely foreign concept to our northern gamers, but any day of the week, I would trade you guys the blizzards for what we have. I know you guys are like, blizzards are horrible, but to us down south, all I see is there's a lot of snow, and I don't have to go out in it, and I get to be in my house, and it's warm. Even if, you know, the power goes out, I know how to get nice and warm. I put on my clothes, I got my blanket.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Find me a corner. Somebody snuggle up, too. I got my DS. I'm good. Here, when it's a hurricane, you can't enjoy your gaming because every time you hear a thump, it's like, is that a tree? Wait a minute. That looks it. Oh, I remember during Hurricane Ike looking out the window and watching my backyard fence just fly away into the darkness. I have no idea where it is to this day. I don't know where it is. I didn't have a backyard fence for several months. It's very unhappy, but I don't know where it went. I just watched it flip away like a bird. So yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So trust me, I'm very antsy.
That's crazy.
So we're gonna get through this news here.
Yay!
It's getting darker, so make it quick, Ginger.
All right. Well, I told you the other day that Anonymous had threatened the Polish government over ACTA.
Mm.
Well, it looks like the Polish government is going to call Anonymous's bluff. Yeah, GamePolitics.com this morning, Polish government will sign ACTA Thursday.
Ooh.
Uh-huh, here we go. This is going to be one hell of a fight. Officials from the Polish government say that they are steadfast in their support of ACTA despite threats from Anonymous. The hacktivist group attacked various Polish government sites over the weekend in hopes of deterring the country from supporting the International Agreement on Counterfeiting and IP Protection. Polish government minister Michael, I'm going to say your name, Boni, anyways, defended the anti-counterfeiting trade agreement, saying that signing the international treaty would not hamper internet usage. He added that Poland still plans to sign it on Thursday. Mr. Boni says, the ACTA agreement is in no way, who wrote this? In no way changes Polish laws or the rights of the internet users and internet usage. He said this after a meeting with Prime Minister Donald Tusk and Culture Minister Bogdan Zorodziewski?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, So the Democratic Left Alliance Opposition Party also called on the government to not sign the treaty in a gesture of solidarity with those who warn it would hurt internet freedom. While Boney acknowledges that the government has failed to hold enough consultations with the public on the matter, most countries have done the same thing, he also indicated that they would move forward anyways. Because, you know, who cares what, you know, what most
people
voices say. Yeah, it doesn't matter what we want. We're just the little people. Anonymous has made a number of threats before and during the internet's disruptions. The group says that they will continue to assail government websites and will release leaked government documents and other sensitive information if Poland signs ACTA.
Ooh.
Yes. You know what's annoying when your brain's not all here? You keep seeing people sign on to Skype and it distracts you.
It's okay, Ginger. You know, on one hand, I have to admire the Polish government for allowing themselves to
be bullied.
You'll be bullied, but at the same time, you need to listen to your people. And we all know Anonymous is kind of crazy.
Don't let Lamar Smith be right. We are not the minority.
Yeah, or better yet, don't let Lamar Smith talk you into doing something stupid, because I don't think Anonymous is playing around.
No, and honestly, at this point, I'm just going to step back, throw my hands in the air, and be like, we told you.
Pop the popcorn. Let's watch it. That's all we can do.
We told you.
That's all we can do. We did.
Look at it. Call Anonymous' bluff, and these guys do it for the lulz. So,
Anyway, good luck, Polish people. We're very sorry. We wish we could do more. Apparently, your people don't listen to you, so maybe you need Anonymous. I don't know. Okay. I'm sorry to tell some of you who are some diehard BlizzCon fans, there's not going to be one this year.
No BlizzCon?
Nope. They've confirmed via GI.biz that there will not be a BlizzCon this year. They are saying, yes, they'll do one in 2013. The World of Warcraft creator said the decision was due to a busy schedule, which includes concentrating on the 2012 Battle.net World Championships.
I'm calling BS. I am calling BS.
Yes,
Nuh-uh.
It will. That's the championships. Oh my God, I reverted back to my childhood. Championships, I'm sorry. It's an esports event taking place in Asia at the end of the year. They said they're very excited to be showcasing Blizzard esports on a truly global stage this year. I feel like I'm losing my eyesight. It's just steadily getting darker in here. This is weird. We're heavily focused on getting Diablo 3, Mists of the Pandaria, and Heart of the Swarm into players' hands as soon as possible. In light of our jam-packed schedule, we've decided to hold the next BlizzCon in 2013. The annual BlizzCon FanFest has been a huge money spender for Blizzard. Last year, it raised its prices to a maximum of $500 for the two-day event. That's like E3 prices, people. Really?
Yeah.
They
sold out in minutes.
Somebody's crazy. Those that can't make the pilgrimage to Anaheim Convention Center in California were able to buy virtual tickets for $25 and watch via the web or on a pay-per-view channel here in the U.S., as well as fan service over the 2 days. The event is usually the first place for the big reveals of new content for major Blizzard franchises. Blizzard franchises, World of Warcraft and Diablo. Yes, ma'am.
So what they're telling us, Blizzard, is that y'all have nothing to show us this year, because everything you've shown us, the pandas, was stupid. You've got nothing good.
I think BlizzCon is a little antiquated, honestly. I don't know a lot of companies that hold a whole, you know, two-day event to showcase their own particular games. Whereas I could see somebody like Steam saying, we're holding a conference to show you all of these developers' games. It makes more sense. Or online saying, look at all these games that are going to be online.
Got like a religious following, though.
I know. Some people are like, they, you know, World of Warcraft.
And QuakeCon, by the way.
That's another one I think is completely antiquated. I don't think any of us really even talk about Quake. Even when the last one came out, there was a big to-do before, but when it came out, it just kind of came and went. You know,
that's true.
So I think these are events of eras gone by. They're really not. Even if it's selling out, I know you guys have a following. You might be spending. Who knows how much money they're spending to do it? Is the thing.
That's true.
The convention center in Anaheim, I'm guessing, is not cheap to rent out for 2 days, and then.
Well, then I'm gonna say, save the money. Don't throw any more of these events, and actually give us a good game.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's not gonna be an
E3. You had a good game originally, and then you killed it.
Look, it's not gonna be an E3 this year, so you might as well.
I know, right?
Ouch! I shouldn't say that.
World of Warcraft was a lot of fun. The first expansion Well, the original and the first expansion were fun. Anything after that was kind of meh.
I was not, you know, I'm not enamored. I'm not there with you. I will tell you guys this as well. If you're planning on, are you wanting to submit a panel for PAX East? You got about a week, I believe, left. I think I saw. You don't have very much time. Let's put it that way. You need to get it in.
Are we doing our panel?
I do not know. I know she submitted it months ago, but I haven't heard anything back. So I'm probably gonna hit her today and say, "Look here, chick, what you doing?"
We need to know.
We need to know so we can get pretty and beautiful. I got to get me a new wig. Ginger's got to get a wig. Snow's got to get a wig. Black.
Ginger in a wig. I've never worn a wig.
Yes, girl, I will wig you up. What you want? You want some braids? What you want, girl?
I love you, Corey.
They'll be red and everything. Yeah, you best stay where you are till next weekend. That's what you do. You see what's going on.
That's already been discussed.
Yeah, stay where you be. I don't want you drowning.
I don't swim.
I could bring a lifeboat out and meet y'all at the front of the neighborhood.
Yeah,
no, you did not. No, she did not.
I totally did.
And I'm tweeting that. That ginger says, just keep swimming to Houston Gamers.
Yes. Yes. All right. Oh, there's been more hacking. More hacking. All right. And this is actually a new name, but I think it's probably a lot of the same faces. OnGuardOnline.gov hacked over SOPA, PIPA, and ACTA. Hackers under the auspices of the anti-sec group claimed responsibility for hacking OnGuardOnLive.gov, the U.S. federal government's online security website, in protest of various internet-related legislation, including ACTA, SOPA, and PIPA. OnGuardOnline.gov. Oh my God, who came up with that name? Fire them. It's managed by the U.S. Federal Trade Commission, FTC, in cooperation with 14 other agencies. In a message left on the OnGuard Online website and on PayPal, hackers threatened to continue a relentless war against the corporate internet and promised to destroy dozens upon dozens of government and corporate websites if the aforementioned legislations are made into law.
Dozens upon dozens, damn it.
Yes, dozens upon dozens. Much like Anonymous's actions against Polish government websites hacked over the weekend, the group promised to release sensitive data, including emails, passwords, bank accounts, and other information from hacked websites. Okay, hold up. I gotta tell you, I don't mind y'all doing this to the people who need it to be done, to the people in charge. I don't like you doing it to the little people who are just making a paycheck, and I definitely don't like you doing it to the little people's family.
That's
and
right.
And their kids. That's not right.
It is not right.
So they say, we are sitting on hundreds of rooted servers getting ready to drop all your MySQL dumps and health tools. And this is coming from the Anonymous Affiliated Hacker Group. The FTC did not comment on the attack. All I got to say, people, is y'all should really watch your backs. These guys and girls are everywhere and into everything, and they're very intelligent, maybe with just a tad bit too much time on their hands.
Look, some of them may even work with you in the government office.
Exactly. WikiLeaks, anybody?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. It's one of those things, phenomenal. You never know who they are. And as they said over, I think we are all anonymous. You are anonymous.
See?
Mm-hmm. You never know.
Well, it is no wonder that Americans are so fat when all of our cell phones are named after foods. First, there was ice cream sandwich. Now it's raspberry pie.
Oh, I've never had raspberry pie.
I have. It is quite delicious. I'm very frightened. Okay, Raspberry Pi Executive Director. Do you hear that? I'm about to hide under my desk. Raspberry Pi Executive Director Evan Upton claims that the graphics core of the $25 credit card-sized computer, also known as Raspberry Pi, should double iPhone 4S performance across a range of content. Speaking to Digital Foundry in an interview published today, about how the Broadcom GPU compares to the current state-of-the-art in the mobile sector, Upton enthused about the level of graphical power available to homebrew programmers with the device. He says, I was on the team that designed the graphics, so I'm a little biased here. but I genuinely believe we have the best mobile GPU team in the world at Broadcom. And Cambridge Upton said, you better be nice because you know who's going to come after you if you're there. What's really striking is how badly Tegra 2 performs relative even to simple APs using licensed imagination technologies, that's TI and Apple, or ARM Mali, that's Samsung graphics. To summarize, I'm going to need you to get rid of all the numbers and letters. BCM2835 has a tile mode architecture, so it kills immediate mode devices like Tegra on fill rate, and we've chosen to configure it with a very small amount of shader performance, so it does very well on compute-intensive benchmarks. And that means all of your games should look absolutely awesome. Should double iPhone 4S performance across a range of content. Can we get some of that in the Droid, please? Put some ice cream sandwiches on the rest of it.
Yes. Nah.
Upton believes that the size, scale, and scope of AAA development has put games programming out for many users, and hopes that the rise of mobile gaming and the availability of cheap, accessible platform could make all the difference. Game developers and publishers could also play an important role in the success of Raspberry Pi Venture 2. The games industry has an enormous part to play in solving this problem. We'd like to see companies chip in with tutorials, free asset packs, internships, coding competitions with decent-sized prizes, said Upton. One of the challenges facing kids today is that AAA content is so far beyond what they can reasonably hope to achieve, so casual games provide a nice target. That is why we're concentrating on working with companies like Yo-Yo Games to give kids the tools they need to write the next Angry Birds rather than the next Modern Warfare. I'm sorry to tell you, casual games are on the decline there, so you might want to switch that up.
Yes.
I do have, actually, before I let Gender grab the reins again, I have a bit of an exclusive I got for you guys yesterday. Now, I have no comment on this as of yet, but it has to do with Virgin Mobile.
What you got?
Hang on, I'm looking for a little bit I had saved on my cell phone. Okay. Apparently, you guys, after we've talked you into getting Virgin Mobile, you need to be paying very close attention, because Virgin Mobile is making some changes to its talk plan coming as of March the 23rd. After all these wonderful things they give us, they do just like all the other cell phone companies, which means I'm probably getting ready to drop them like a bad habit as well. But on March the 23rd, they're going to start throttling your data speeds, which may be reduced once you hit the 2.5 gigabyte mark. Yeah, so if you're one of those heavy texters and that's why you switch to Virgin Mobile, you do lots of emails, you kind of live off your phone, they're coming after you. Now, granted, I would not be affected. I tend to not. They explain the amount of texting and emailing that I would have to do to be affected by this. So they said somewhere in the range of 90,000 emails and 150,000 texts or something. But it's something you need to be aware of if you are on Virgin Mobile and you switch there, so that you could take advantage of the unlimited, unthrottled speed. They're going to drop you down a few speeds. Can I get this to load? I love it. I have some of it, but some of it's not loading.
Oh, Jay, you're so gross.
Yes, he is gross. So those of you who are on Virgin Mobile, be aware that your speed will be throttled if you do too much heavy texting. And let's start looking over there at Boost Mobile, because they do have Droid phones. Droid. So, Droid. Boost, I may be coming over to join you pretty soon, because sometimes I do manage to get in a few extra texts, and who knows?
Did you read what he wrote on Twitter?
I am ignoring Jay, because we said boobs for him early in the show, and he did not even comment. So
I know, right? He says, I'm coming out with an OS called Collard Greens and Cornbread. It'll be fast as hell, but it'll only do about so much.
Collard greens and cornbread. People are going to go pick that phone up thinking that it's food. Man, there's a phone in this box. There's no collard greens and cornbread in there.
Oh, my God. I love you, Jay. Jay, you're so funny.
Jay's going to make me call my grandma now. Oh, it's some collard greens and cornbread. I can't cook any of that stuff. I'm so embarrassed.
I can't cook, so.
Yeah. I'm going to teach you how to cook when you come visit.
Yay. She's going to teach me how to cook. All right, what have I got? I've got Star Prospector released on Impulse through GameStop. Crypstone Games announces the release of its new strategy game, Star Prospector, for PC, now available on Impulse GameStop for $19.99 USD.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Star Prospector is a single-player PC strategy game set in a future science fiction universe. Mixing elements of real-time strategy and role-playing game genres, Star Prospector provides a new and unique gaming experience. Take on the role of a prospector, a one-person mining, salvage, combat, and construction unit, choose from a variety of mission types on remote planets across the galaxy in search of resources, technology, and adventure. All right, so we've got a couple of features. We've got 100 random missions, 100 randomly generated or story-centric missions. Using a random seed, Star Prospector creates a unique galaxy with every new player profile. That's kind of cool. The game offers a number of diverse mission types to complete across multiple environments, resulting in a wide variety of gameplay scenarios. It's an RTS game with RPG elements. Earn experience, skill points, and credits for missions to purchase units, upgrades, and weapons. You can manage your units and your resources. Collect loot from enemies. Use your rig to salvage wreckage for unique items. Outfit your rig with a vast array of weapons. I love me some weapons. Modules and items to boost your stats. And, of course, player-driven experience. Complete player-driven experience where you choose how and where to spend your resources. Complete your own unique strategy for success in missions. All right, so if you want more information about this, if you'll give me just a couple of minutes, I'll have it up on GameNatures.com. I'm a little bit behind this morning.
Uh-oh, yeah, we all are. Look here, I'm going to need to get my canoe out of the garage here just a second.
is it that bad?
It is like, it looks like it's around 6:30 p.m. is what it looks like outside. And I'm confused. Should I be waking up or going to sleep? Do I need, what do I need to do? Run.
I like the idea of sleep.
See?
Don't
hate
me for that.
That is adorable, actually. All right, so yesterday, Google made some changes to their privacy policies that you probably weren't paying attention to. Yes, it let you all know that it will be combining data from all of its services, from search to email to photos. This will give Google a much more detailed picture of its users, allowing it to deliver more relevant services and, of course, more targeted advertisements, which I absolutely hate. Maybe I don't want you to be talking about stuff that I'm typing an email to somebody about that's supposed to be in private up on my screen in the advertisement.
You don't want everybody to know about the porn?
Yes, exactly. Well, who cares? They can know about it.
Well, you know, the guys at Game Focus had clown porn, so.
I thought it was monkey porn. Okay, so anyway.
Clown porn. They kept threatening to send it to me, and I was like, don't you do it.
Well, they're saying, people, you should be a little irritated about this understatement. Faye Kakia, a fashion designer who creates virtual clothing to sell in, guess where, Second Life, used Google's Blogger service to showcase her outfits. She was upset when Blogger began leading people back to her Google Plus profile, revealing her true identity. Yes.
Ooh.
By combining its services, Google makes an anonymity more difficult. But for Google service to survive in the long term, the company had to make this change. Google's revenue comes almost entirely from advertising, and advertisers are increasingly turning more to Facebook. God knows why. Well, it is cheaper, because it enables them to target users based on their personal information and social graph. That's why Larry Page, who has reportedly been telling employees who are unhappy about integrating social results into the search, this is the path we're headed down, a single, unified, beautiful product across everything. If you don't get that, you should probably work somewhere else. I'm working somewhere else. At Facebook.
Yeah.
Look, at Facebook, for that matter. As I wrote over the... Okay, so Google basically saying they have the raw materials to build a very powerful social network. There are hundreds of millions of people who already use Gmail. The service can already recognize the difference between friends, family, and coworkers. If you've not used Google+, then if you play with it, you'll understand why. Through Picasa, it can automatically recognize these same people in photos, just as Facebook does. And with Android, it is beginning to chart the most intimate social graph, the people we call and text with as well. I don't know if I like that either. Now, it's important to remember, among all this hysteria, that Google won't be getting rid of its original search engine, which is completely agnostic when it comes to social relevancy. With a single click, users can turn off all the social mojo and have the old-fashioned search results that you're used to. As Cashmere Hill has pointed out, since 2005, Google has stated in its privacy policy that it combines information with different services to get the best picture of users. Now, Google, of course, will be in for some major headaches down the road, according to our people's over at VentureBeat. Just like Facebook, it'll experience intense public backlash every time every time it deepens its collection of people's personal data. Idealistic alternatives like Diaspora have appeared. Yes, that's right, a new social network, which we'll be checking out. It's going to be launching in about 3 weeks. But so far, no one has created an alternative business model for the social web, one that leaves users' personal data alone and grows into a profitable business at scale. You know what? I would dare say LinkedIn. I was going to say LinkedIn does that, but it could do that. If you decided you want people to know the real identity on LinkedIn.
Yeah, because I, even on Facebook, have noticed that I've had more than a few people ask me, who's Ginger Rocks, when they don't know about my Ginger Rocks.
Yeah, because it pops up.
Yeah.
It puts them all together. I think mine finally stopped doing that link into my personal Facebook. Not that I mind if any of you speak to me via my personal Facebook. I very seldom log in over there. But if I didn't want you to know, it would be rough.
Yeah. Well, see, and I don't actually show – when I'm on my Ginger Rocks, I never see my real-life profile. But when I'm on my real-life profile, I see it there on the side. You may know. And I'm like, wait a minute, how is this even linked? I don't use the same emails. They're not linked. I don't cross-post. And even my friends and family have been, you know, who is this? Why does it seem to think I know her? I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I don't know what you know what? DS4, actually, I don't know what they're doing. They're, for some reason, linked to CBS News right now. I was going to check it out and let you guys know, but we got nothing.
No, and we don't like CBS right now, do we?
No, we're not friends with CBS.
We don't like you. All right,
they were supposed to have launched somewhere back in November, actually, not 3 months from now. But I'm not unable to find it, so I don't know what happened over there. I'm hoping they're still around, you guys. Diaspora,
yeah.
Are you doing something? We sure would like to have you. Okay, go ahead, Jitra.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right, what else I got? What else I got? All right. How Mega Upload's seizure can affect its law-abiding users. I know a lot of people are curious about this since Mega Upload has been busted. Busted wide open and all kinds of fun stuff fell out. TikTok.com. Last month, musician Dan Bull wrapped his thoughts about SOPA in a YouTube video called SOPA Cabana. And there is a link to it over on GamePolitics.com if you want to check this out. The video went viral and racked up over 1 million views. As it happens, it was through this video that most people discovered Dan's second album, Faith, which he offered for free,
oh,
on Mega Upload.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. As you may have heard, file-sharing site Mega Upload was shut down by the feds last week, its assets seized and its owners arrested, charged with conspiracy to commit racketeering, conspiracy to commit copyright infringement, conspiracy to commit money laundering, and criminal copyright infringement. Navigating to MegaUpload.com now shows only an FBI anti-piracy warning stating that the domain has been seized.
You know, you reminded me of something. Continue, I'll tell you at the end of the story.
Okay, they say, was there pirated material on Mega Upload? Undoubtedly. But there was also legitimate content that is now totally inaccessible, including Dan Bull's new album. Perhaps Dan in his latest video, which if you go over to GamePolitics.com, you can watch, expressing his frustration that for all the attention the success of SOPA Cabana brought to his new album, every link to it is now dead. He says, how the hell is it supposed to be helping the independent artists grow to be healthy, self-sufficient? He's talking about SOPA. All right, so fortunately, Dan didn't delete his album off his hard drive after he put it on Mega Upload, because that would have been dumb. And they actually give a new link to it, which you can find over at itsdanbull.com/face.
Now, see, this is something interesting that didn't occur to me until after we got off the show last night. We did Pixinista. You missed out on a good show last night if you didn't listen to Pixinista. In my search to learn how to do couture last night, I found a designer whose most of her templates are on Mega Upload.
Oh.
So, and I'm assuming she paid to have them there. You know, they do have a paid service, as we discovered yesterday. And I'm sure a lot of designers paid because there's a lot of downloading going on when you hand over templates for people to design their clothes themselves. So is the government planning on reimbursing the people who had legitimate content up to pay for it?
Yes.
And if they're not, I advise any of you out there, my opinion or my advisement is probably get a lawyer, because the FBI, really?
Mm-hmm.
You could have had them take just the pirated material down and say, you know, if we find any more pirated material, you're going to be, you know, held accountable or something. But there's people that paid money, or they make their living this way. And there are millions upon millions of designers, template makers, and Second Life who make, this is how they make their actual living. They eat from the money they make from Second Life, and now they have to go in and find a whole new place.
Yes. Post it. My God, yes.
This is difficult, especially this girl's store. I know she had upwards of 500 different templates, and I'm guessing that they are all on. They were all on Mega Upload, and now she has nothing. There's no way for her to get the templates to us, is what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
at all. You know, if you came in, if I hadn't been paying attention, because I didn't buy one, I got one of the little free ones that she had, and I said, oh, let me play with it. When I went to look, you know, I got two of them, and both of them are Mega Upload, and I looked through the store, I said, oh, my God, everything in here is probably on Mega Upload, and this girl either doesn't know, or she's probably sitting tearing her hair out going, oh, my God, I have 500 files, and I have to find someplace else to hold, and maybe she could have just paid her bill at Mega Upload this month and doesn't have the cash to move them. Just horrible.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Get a lawyer, people.
Nuts.
Get yourself a lawyer, I would say.
Yes.
The FBI
exactly.
needs to be taken to task. This was not handled properly. Not that I'm on Kim's side, because I saw the photos of the mansion. Did you see the mansion?
No.
It's a .com mansion. He had cars upon cars. His house was like the size of a mall. So I'm not feeling too sorry for him, because that's just stupidity. You should have got you a nice condo somewhere and just kept it on the low.
Yeah.
That was
but
stupidity.
These guys never get that.
Mm-hmm. So, but I'm not feeling too sorry for him. But the fallout from the people that were, you know, just
yeah.
they were legitimate. I can't even be mad at him, actually, because, again, it's a file sharing service. It's not like he put the material on there. He just created the place for it to be hosted.
Yes.
You know what we probably need to do here? First, I need to check our service. I'm wondering if we can strike a deal with some of the designers. We'll let you host your stuff on our server if you need to dump.
Yeah.
I may be biting off more than we can chew. So we're going to get with the girls here. We're going to talk about this, because it's horrible. I felt so bad for that girl. She had good stuff in her store.
Yes.
I have to drop $5 or $10. That's a lot of money in Second Life money. Five or ten real dollars is a lot of money. I was rich up in Second Life. I was gonna buy up all her stuff, but didn't get to it. Anyway, it be my turn, doesn't it?
It does be your turn.
I'm talking a lot today because I'm scared. It's dark up in here. The Kittenatrix is meow very quietly because she's scared. She's hiding in the back of her carrier.
Yeah, that's what always freaks me out when cats get quiet, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Yes.
Can you make some noise for me? You're kind of freaking me out.
It's very soft meows, like she knows it's coming. Oh, and here it comes. It sounds like people running down the street. Just sounds. Anyway. Corey's nervous.
You're going to be okay?
Y'all come get me.
I'll come get you. I love you, Corey.
Come get me. I'm scared. All right. So, Zia. You heard of that game?
No.
Well, America's favorite crab crustaceans are headed to the Nintendo.
What?
Crab crustaceans, you heard me. Headed to DS with Game Mill Entertainment's Zia. The game will be launching in March of this year. You can explore nautical worlds, find kooky friends, collect, mix and match interchangeable shells, and more with your favorite Zia hermit crab characters. I am afraid of hermit crabs. I had two of them, if you guys remember.
I love hermit crabs. They're so much fun.
Girl, if you were here when those hermit crabs were here, you could have came and took those little...
I would have come and took them. I loved my little hermit crab.
I'm giving you face. No.
I love him. He was so much fun. I don't like a little wall he could climb and everything.
Ooh, no. Their name were Lola and Bridget, and Lola and Bridget are buried out by the tree in my front yard with their Tweety Bird shell and somebody else they had painted on. I was not fans of Lola and Bridget. Something about unnerving. They look like, what was that movie that came out? You guys remember? That was with the giant bugs or giant animals, but it was... like supposed to be like a reality series. I can't remember the name of the movie.
Uh-huh.
They're doing a part two to it. Somebody will remember. Remember they came down and the people are running around with the camera through the whole city and everybody ends up dying. Yeah.
Oh my God. All right. Yeah, I know what movie you're talking about, but no, I didn't watch it. So.
Yeah, see, one of those little things in the movie looks like a hermit crab.
I remember this now.
No.
Oh, and you're going to kill me trying to remember the name of that too.
They're making a part two to it as well.
I did not watch that. I don't. I'm a girl. I'm a girly girl in that aspect. I don't do scary movies.
That one scared me because of the way it was filmed. But anyway, so you can check out the game. It has sandy beaches, deep blue seas. You can explore all the fun and silly hermit crab characters. Got dozens of little missions. You can find shells. Bimini, Trinidad, and Tobago is where you can go. It was developed by Black Lantern Studios, and it is rated E for everyone, so you can let the little ones play. I am not going to be playing it. I'm going to crap. Oh, no.
But.
Mm-mm.
Why not?
I don't do hermit crabs. You don't do dinosaurs. I don't do hermit crabs.
She remembers. I do not do dinosaurs. Nope.
Same principle here. Yours makes more sense because they're big, but I kept imagining that thing was growing, like, you know, the size of the house, and it was, ooh. I'm sorry. I love all nature's creatures, but me and hermit crabs, I was very happy that they had passed from the earth. I'm sorry to say so. I'm sure they were very sweet, but I don't do hermit.
Well, I feel you. I had a boyfriend who had a rose hair tarantula, and I hated it.
Stop it.
He was like, you want to pet it, and chase me around that darn thing.
Okay. We got people that are, one, going, where's the news, and two, that didn't realize we were so girly. Yes, we're geek girls are still afraid of the same stuff the regular ones are, guys.
Yes, yes.
The only thing is we know how to get rid of it. Sure, I'm going to kill this spider with a grenade launcher, but it's going to be dead is the point.
Well, yeah, he put it out in the garage where he thought it was going to have plenty of air while he bombed the house. And what do you know? It died. I was like, darn.
Oh, poor thing.
I know. All right, so Coral dominates Xbox Live Arcade today.
Yay!
UTV Ignition Games, together with developer Dinky, today announced the release of Coral on Xbox Live Arcade for the Xbox 360. The critically acclaimed word strategy game is available for 400 Microsoft points. Players fight for dominance over island territories using eight-letter anagrams to build the highest-scoring word possible.
Yes.
Coral for Xbox, yes. Coral for Xbox Live Arcade for Xbox 360 includes the fun challenge of online multiplayer, supporting up to four players to prove who has the most lexical prowess. Players can also compete against nine unique AI in the classic single-player mode or take on the challenge mode to take on extra mini-objectives within each battle. All right, so we got one for multiplayer, nine diverse AI characters, 12 different island maps, four gameplay modes, Collins Official Scrabble Dictionary, second edition, Xbox Live features including leaderboards, achievements, in-game messaging, and voice chat, so you know somebody's going to be in there doing porn, Microsoft Avatar support, all new single-player challenge mode, and all for the price of 400 Microsoft points. All right, so we've got PEGI rates it 3 plus. ESRB rates it E10 plus for fantasy violence. USK rated is unrestricted. And COB rated is G. Hey, look, there are more ratings I didn't even know we had. Look at that. I learn something every day.
We got tons of ratings.
And, but I get a kick out of that. PEGI's all 3 plus and ESRB's 10 plus.
Well, at least we have our it's two rating systems, but at least they're there. Unlike Android and Apple.
As because you Euro freaks, y'all are weird.
You know what?
I love y'all.
I would say they were weird, but you know what? I read something this morning about how the French parent their kids and how we parent our kids. And one of the things said that the author said that she was speaking to another French mother who was looking at how she, you know, did the house all these bright colors and baby proofing. And she said, this looks like a psych ward. And you know what? She's right. We do treat our kids like they live in a psych ward. They don't do any of that. And apparently they're thinner, less stressed, and happier than we are. So they're doing something right and we're not. Maybe we're driving our kids crazy from day one. But
eat bread.
Yes. I got some French bread in the refrigerator now. Like I'm going for it straight after the show.
I know, right? I bought stuff to make spaghetti, and yeah, I've got them in there. And
coming to Jen's house. I'm going to swim over. All right.
Come on.
So before we go into our streaming, we got about 5 minutes. I do want to tell you about a new game setup called
Gimme.
Yes, it's a startup created by seasoned game developers that's launching a new rewards program for users of mobile apps. San Francisco-based Gimme has launched an incentives platform. It can boost in-app revenue where users buy things, something like a virtual good inside the app. It also gives giving game players real rewards for using apps or playing games. The company was started by Roy Liu, Chief Technology Officer, and one of the original developers at PopCap Games, and David Ng, Chief Executive and previously from China Cash. The company is launching its in-game incentives program today in a beta test with 10 mobile app developers and consumer brands. Liu was the lead developer for, get this, Plants vs. Zombies. One of Pop.
I've never heard of that game. Mm-hmm. No. Nope.
The
never
lead
heard of it.
The lead developer. They saw that earlier incentives forced users to leave an app to fill out survey in exchange for benefits. With Gimme, they wanted to work in reverse, rewarding users with items outside the app for performing actions within it. The biggest part of developing a good mobile game is the creating the best user experience, and so often mobile ads get in the way of this, said Jason Crichton, who's the founder of OpenFaint. Wow, and an advisor. He said, Gimme is the first monetization platform I've seen that doesn't interfere with the game, and it provides a whole new way to help developers increase engagement that is fun for everyone. Yay, fun for everyone. Well, I guess you can go and see if you can find it. I don't think it's probably going to be available since it's in beta. But Peter Rellen, who's the chief executive and social game maker for CrowdStar, a game we were addicted to for a good while, offered a similar endorsement. He said, Gimme works by letting mobile app users earn Gimme points as they use apps. They can save and redeem the points by getting free or discounted real-world products. It's about damn time! Anyway, you could pop over to the Gimme site. Check them out at gimme.com and gimme.com. And things are flickering. We got to make this quick, Ginger.
All right. Well, I got to break in with this really quick. Anonymous Ops over on Twitter says there are already 1,000 plus people on streets in Krakow, for anti-ACTA protest an hour before scheduled start in Poland. He says join them. So if you're in Poland and you're listening to us, there's protests going on. Go ooh, have fun.
Ooh.
Yeah, I just asked them for pictures. Please, I want pictures.
Ooh. So Poland protest pictures possibly coming soon. All right, guys, we're going to go to non-streaming, hopefully where I will remain still alive. GLaDOS.
Stand alive.
And just so we leave you on a good hump day note, we'll start off with a little. I'm going to need some help from Link.
Oh, my God. When y'all come back, I've got Yahtzee.
Yahtzee! You gotta remember to check out a game called Battle Heart if you have an iPhone. It is the. Yeah, I can't say that word on daytime. You know where to find us. Even at chicks.com.
Don't you take my quarry.
It is fully rolling in. As soon as I heard the rain increase, we had that little lull. Oh, guys, hanging off for dear life. I'm so glad I live on a hill. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, it was here yesterday. And
no, this is a different one. This one is coming towards you next.
Oh, yeah? Oh, bring it.
Yeah, she says bring it. Mm-hmm. She called. I'll talk to her tomorrow. Help!
I live on a hill. I'm good.
Oh, see, that's good prime real estate in Texas. You got to live on a hill.
True story. Y'all don't understand. Texas is flat. Everywhere you go, it's flat.
They think we got mountains and cactus here.
We do have some mountains over West towards, Texas. You know, West. That New Mexico area, but that doesn't count.
That's West Texas, yeah. They don't really count them as Texas.
And we even have forests over there in East Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But where I live, you got dirt. Dirt and flat. Lots of flat.
Red dirt. Woods, it's very lush and plush here, very humid.
You know how you think water is blue, people? Or, you know, maybe green, depending on where you're at. Our water is red. It's red. It's
mine's
red or brown. It's really ugly.
Mine's a sickly green brown, yeah, from all that oil spill business.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. All right, Ginger.
I got Yahtzee.
Yahtzee!
Yahtzee! All right, so Yahtzee needs Windows Phone. I had to read this since I've been quarantined. All right, so Yahtzee Ultimate, the iPhone and iPad reinvented classic and number one dice game for the iOS platforms in 19 countries worldwide, got its Windows Phone version in an effort to meet the gaming community's taste for diversity of platforms. So, are you Android? That's what I want to know. All right, so Tesco Gaming, the creators of Yahtzee Ultimate, don't care, have unveiled the Windows Phone version of the reinvented classic in a bid to offer entertainment to an even wider gaming community. 3 months since its release in the Apple App Store, Tesco Gaming's Yahtzee has come to the Windows marketplace with high hopes and plenty of potentials to build on the great success it is having in the iOS segment. Y'all are saying nothing about droids. Y'all are about to break my heart. I don't like y'all. All right, so Stefan Perdahl, CEO of Tesco Gaming, says it is only a natural evolution path for a game that has done so outstandingly well. We are pleased to come to the Windows Phone market and present a game that is already so popular on other platforms. We highly regard and respect the players, and we know that only quality and value can make this game a success. I know we have made no compromises when it comes to quality. You know, y'all keep saying platforms, but so far all I've heard is iPhone and Windows. Where's my Droid? Yahtzee on the Windows Phone has all the Tesco Gaming trademark elements that our players love. Simple and elegant design, intuitive and ergonomic interface, and incredibly addictive gameplay. It looks and feels great. All right, so Yahtzee is available in English, French, and German language. Windows Phone has been part of our plan since the start. Y'all still say nothing about Droid. Yahtzee is now available at the Windows Marketplace, cross version, and paid full version. I don't like y'all. I would like to say you cannot say it's on multiple platforms. When it's only iPhone. iPhone to Windows.
I very clearly heard in Ginger's head when I did it the last time. Stop it, Corey.
That's my choice.
She didn't say it, but I heard it. Stop it. You can tell me to stop it sometimes.
No way. Why would I do that? You've heard me break up a song in the middle of it.
Oh, my God. All right. So, there's a whole lot of fighting going on because Sopa, we kind of kept it down on the main, but I'm going to tell you on this side, the fight between us and Hollywood is just beginning. According to VentureBeat, Hollywood and the tech industry.
Hollywood, we're going to win.
Yeah, true. We do all the special effects. He who has the most computers wins. Okay, Hollywood and the tech industry have come to view one another as an existential threat. Many in the tech industry thought SOPA and PIPA bills backed by the entertainment industry would destroy the internet. In response, Paul Graham, the Svengali of the startup community, posted an essay calling for ideas that would kill Hollywood. He says, what you're seeing with Hollywood is a result of a dysfunctional incumbent desperate to save itself. Stephen Paterno is the founder of Slated. He says, what we need is not just new methods of distribution like Netflix and Hulu, but going farther up the food chain to find new platforms for creating big-budget independent films. Paterno has long been ahead of the curve. He founded The Globe, one of the earliest attempts to build an online social network. So it was not Facebook. It was The Globe, people. It was the first most spectacular IPO of the dot-com boom and also one of the biggest busts, unfortunately, when the bubble burst. His experience with the public markets got Paterno thinking about alternative systems for funding. He says, I've been investing in ideas around crowdsourcing for a while now. He says, I backed Indiegogo and Lending Club. Paterno told VentureBeat by phone. He said, to me, finding the most efficient ways of allocating capital is going to be the next big wave of successful internet companies. Inspired by AngelList, Paterno founded Slated, a private marketplace for accredited investors to track and back independent film projects. Just like AngelList, it needs to establish a critical mass of well-respected talent and investors if it hopes to succeed. So far, it's signed up producers from notable indie films like The Kids Are All Right, Waiting for Superman, An Inconvenient Truth, and The Station Agent. On the actor side of this project, starring names like William H. Macy, Sam Rockwell, Liv Tyler, and Felicity Huffman. Slated claims to have over $100 million in capital lined up on the investor side already. He says, why can't small studios and specialty divisions of Hollywood handle this business? Unfortunately, Hollywood remains inefficient, insular, and opaque, always acting as an agent between investors and the projects that need their capital and collecting its fees on the backs of investors, Paterno declared. Combine this gatekeeper mentality with the closed communication silos of agencies and studios, and the results are massive inefficiencies across all levels of the industry, especially in the movement of capital. Paterno is an investor in Second Market, and conversely, Second Market founder Barry Silbert, investor in Slated. So this goes on and on. You could go over and check out what he's talking about. I love that he's saying this. So we got your back. But Hollywood is most likely not going to like this. This is just another, we'll chalk this up as another one for EyeSight. But he's right. This is part of the reason why they're so busy, so on to SOPA, is because they don't realize you guys are antiquated. It's time you change things. This is a whole new front. Whole new world. Yeah, it's all changed. That's why I remember I was saying earlier in the week we have so many, a couple of indie companies that are releasing their films. They're skipping the theater. The theater is where they backtrack now. Instead of it going, you know, to the theater and then to home, it's coming to home and then it goes to the theater. I can't think of the name of the movie, and it actually has some really big name actors. It came to cable first, and they allowed you to pay your $5 to rent it for a few days, and then they said it, and I distinctly remember hearing 5 days before it hits theaters. And I was like, what? I get to see it before I don't have to leave the house?
That is awesome.
So this is where we're headed. They're going to start feeding the movie straight to us, and I don't mind paying a little bit extra to, again, as I said earlier in the week, to stay in my pajamas and watch and enjoy, and if I feel like stopping it, I don't have to go, oh, God, I have to go to the bathroom. I'm going to miss this part. Because you just
know something. Yes, totally. If I could stay at home and watch something before it hits the theaters and pay just a little bit more, I would be all over that.
Yes. That is exactly. Imagine just fantastic. Because something they got rid of they used to have way back in the old days of movies that would allow you not to miss it because it was so expensive was intermission. Pause the movie. You can go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. You get your popcorn. You come back. Now, if you got to go to the bathroom, God forbid there's a line, and there's always a line in the women's restroom.
Yes, yes. Women, y'all do not need to have, like, a three-hour conversation in the toilet.
And what you refresh your desk for, even the dark, that boy don't see you. He's looking at you anyway. Trying to grab things, and it's not your eyelashes. So anyway, so yes, I love this idea. I get to stay in. Oh, that gives a whole new meaning to dinner and a movie. Ladies, you can cook the dinner for the guy at home, or a guy cook the dinner for the girl. You'll watch a movie. You walk over to the table, have a little dinner, pause it, have a little dinner dessert fun, come back and finish watching the movie. Just saying.
Yes, yes, yes.
Get it together, Hollywood.
All right, what else we got? What else we got? Pixie Cade's Roller Plinkin' set to release soon.
I don't like it because it's got Pixie in the title.
I know, right? All right, so Pixie Cade will fill your precious time with Roller Plinkin'. If skating down the street with a cop endlessly chasing you and performing sick tricks is something you've always fancied, keep a lookout for Pixie Cade's first game release somewhere in the very, very near future. Set in the fictional city of New Lunderstam? Lunsterdam. Who made this up? This word. You have to outskate the cops because you just sprayed some ill piece of magnificent artistry on the wall. They don't take a liking to that. Roller Plankin is controlled with just one button, endless, and is all about the high scores. But Roller Plankin also differentiates by adding a sweet combo system to the mix. String cool tricks, grinds, and graffiti tags together to get the highest scores possible. Fulfill certain conditions and unlock even more unbelievable tricks. If you get caught, you can always retry your hit and run instantly by pressing the button. All right, so I've got a trailer up on GameNatrix.com. By the time that you hear this, let's go over there and check it out.
I already do that in GTA, so I'm not understanding why I would need to get an extra game to run from the police and shoot up people.
I know, right?
I can do that in APB. I can also tag the wall and put people in the face and just roll away. So, whatever.
whatever.
Good morning, Miranya. Yes, mail.ru invades the internet with the open beta launch of tactical MMO Riot Zone.
Yay!
Yay!
Not a riot.
If you're not familiar with Mail.ru from our incessant ramblings about them, they also did Legend Legacy of Dragons, Alloys Online, which everybody should have heard of, Juggernaut, and Gunblade Saga opened its doors today to their brand new MMO Riot Zone. The story is set in the tropical jungle where players battle to deliver the future of Civil War Tone Mirania. Semi-automatic rounds show which of the two playable factions will emerge victorious from the war. Tactical decisions, the strategic outfit of mercenaries, and clever handling of special abilities available determine the difference between victory or defeat. A good dose of black humor, unique game characters, and addictive gameplay all make Riot Zone an exciting new prospect in browser-based gaming. They're calling a hot battle for cool heads. Now, anti-malarias, check. Food, check. Adequate equipment, check. Good preparation is essential in Riot Zone. Gamers must not only fight for one of the two factions, the Red Alliance or the Coalition of the Crown, but also train their soldiers, upgrade weapons, and expand their base. Judicial use of these role-playing elements can prove vital in later gameplay. Only the coolest strategic thinkers will prevail in the numerous missions and PvP battles, Ginger.
PvP, man.
Yes, Riot Zone also scores with plenty of PvP modes, including 1-on-1, 2-on-2, and 3-on-3, and that's just the beginning. Raids on enemy territory, conquest of resource-rich areas, and large-scale battlefields require you to tap your inner commander. Semi-automatic fights allow dynamic and spontaneous short-time battles where players can bring extra firepower in the form of various and powerful special abilities. Riot Zone is for real adventurers, wannabe mercenaries who believe they have what it takes to conquer. Mirania can apply now at RiotZone.net. This is already up on our site. Go check it out if you were like, I can't find that link. It's on the site. Look for it later.
We know it's there. You just got to look for it.
Mm-hmm. Got a nice angry Riot Zone. Yeah. Do we want to play this?
I don't know, maybe.
Because I'm thinking me, you, and Blaster could wreak some havoc.
Yes, we could.
This is some invasion business that we like. Okay, we got 2 minutes, and normally I'd tell Ginger to squeeze something in, but I'm very concerned about the river that is now running in front of my house, and I kid you not, I will Facebook these pictures so that you all can see.
All right.
Because I can't see the numbers on my neighbor's curb over there. The water is already that high. Yeah.
Girl, don't get washed away.
I'm on a hill. I'm fine. I'm on a hill. I mean, a complete and total isolated little hill. My neighbors next to me don't even have this hill advantage that we okay. But anyway, we're going to get out of here. And you guys stay dry that are in Houston. Those of you who are not, enjoy your sunshine, Ginger.
I will. I will totally enjoy my sunshine.
Mm-hmm. This is for Ginger.
Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Yo,
oh no, you did.
I did.
Sucker tried to play me, but you never paid me, never.
Oh no, you did.
Payback is a coming, you will be running forever.
Oh no, you did.
Until I get my vengeance, I will never end this mayhem.
Oh no, you did.
I'm a mercenary, you ain't got a prayer, you owe me.
Oh no, you didn't,
oh no, you didn't, oh no, you didn't, oh no.